State lawmakers and election officials say problems with tens of thousands of voter registrations likely kept people from voting during last month's primary. But WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that during a rare summer legislative hearing yesterday, they also said it's impossible to know how many people didn't cast ballots as a result of the errors.
The day before Maryland's primary election, the Motor Vehicle Administration revealed that tens of thousands of voters' addresses and party affiliations weren't properly sent to the State Board of Elections, and that those voters would have to vote with provisional ballots at the polls. Yesterday, MVA Administrator Christine Neiser told two legislative committees that the snafu was the result of a coding error made by a contractor. Neiser apologized for the mistake.
I start off my testimony by saying I'm sorry. I'm personally sorry. I personally feel an obligation related to voter registration, and clearly we failed in this case.
She said nearly 72,000 people were both affected and eligible to vote in the primary. Of those, about 3,500 cast provisional ballots, and about 5,000 were able to vote through the normal process. But Democratic members of the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs and House Ways and Means Committees wanted to know how many were turned away at the polls or deterred from showing up at all. Montgomery County Delegate Eric Lutke pointed out that turnout was much lower among those affected by the MVA error, about 12%, compared with 23% of all primary voters. And Delegate Alonzo Washington from Prince George's County said he heard from people who were turned away.
Someone was turned away. There was many people turned away because of this issue. And I know that for certain because I talked to people that came out of the polls who said they were turned away when they changed their address earlier in the year. So this is happening. It did happen.
State Administrator of Elections Linda Lamone said she shares lawmakers' concerns. When Prince George's County Senator Paul Pinsky asked about studies suggesting how many people may have been deterred, Lamone said she didn't have numbers, but having to vote provisionally could definitely have kept people away.
I have seen some discussion of that, Senator. I haven't seen the numbers, but I have seen some discussion that people believe that it's less than a vote.
I'm sorry, less than a vote?
It's not a real ballot.
The committee's Republican members didn't share their Democratic colleagues' concerns.
From everything I've heard, I don't believe there's any trampling of constitutional rights based on a programming error.
Anne Arundel County Senator Brian Simonier specifically responded to the concerns about lower turnout numbers.
I've also heard that there was some lack of excitement on the Democratic side as far as their candidates, which also could potentially do it.
Bella Ribb, an intern in a Democratic legislator's office, worked as an election judge in Howard County, where she said she saw the impact firsthand. She told committee members about working at the Miller Branch Library in Ellicott City during early voting, before the MVA's error had been made public. Though people whose addresses were wrong were able to take advantage of same-day registration, people who had tried to change their party affiliations through the MVA were told they would have to cast provisional ballots.
They were almost discouraged from voting provisional, told that if they didn't find clear evidence of them having made some effort to change it, then their vote wouldn't count at all, so they should be careful if they were going to go that route. And many of these people, when they were told, oh, your vote might not count if you vote provisional, said, oh, okay, I won't vote.
Neiser, the MVA administrator, said her agency plans to conduct weekly audits of voter registration systems, at least through the general election, to make sure the problem doesn't happen again. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.